Well, we always like to find out what's doing around the Singleton LGA. Joining us this morning is Mayor Sue Moore. How are you this morning, Sue?
Oh, I'm really good. Really
good to hear. Good to hear.
Thank you.
So you've got your first council meeting coming up next week. Are you excited?
Yeah. Look, I think all councillors are pleased to get back to, say, normal. No, people are sick of hearing the word normal.
Yeah.
Get back to business. So, first council meeting for the new year. So there's a fairly big agenda, that including our city's power partnership pledges. That was a resolution from council at the end of last year to bring back a report in February as to what we can achieve with our five pledges. And
right.
A large part of those we're already achieving. So that's reducing our carbon footprint and also saving funds in the council arena at the same time. So that will be good to see that report. There's also a master plan for the waste management facility, the Bulga Stock Reserve draft master plan, and management of that stock reserve out there at Bulga. So that is something that's been hovering around for quite some time, so it'll be good to see those reports so that we consider those. But yeah. The particular big one is the consideration of the joint management board, which will oversee the proceeds from the Community Economic Development Fund, which is in partnership with Glencore and Broomfield Group. So that's also something that we've been talking about or waiting for quite a long time, so that once that project's set up, it will deliver tangible benefits for the community across the mining sector, the new industries and expectations for careers and lifestyle opportunities. So we'll be seeing that report come to council, so very, very keen, as I said, to progress that and see it actually delivering.
So when you get a report like that delivered to council, obviously it takes some time for yourself and the councillors to digest it. How long a process would you be expecting that to take?
For the meeting or...
Oh, no, I mean over in a general sense. So the report is being provided to council. Obviously you can't necessarily be voting on it straight away, can you? Or does everybody know what's entailed?
Well, no, we know what it's entailed because we've been working through it for probably a couple of years now at least. So we've had many different briefings and discussions, at least two reports to council previously working up to this point. So this is like the final stage of where we're actually getting to the nuts and bolts and it's actually going to happen. So we've been doing a lot of talking about this is happening.
Yep.
And we're actually now at the decision points where we will actually be able to see outcomes.
All right, this is where the rubber hits the road then.
Exactly.
All right, and before I let you go, you're still looking for expressions of interest regarding the United Wombo...
The United Wombo Voluntary Planning Agreement. So we're looking for five community members from the Warkworth, Jerry's Plains area to be on this committee, which will effectively be working through with council staff and one councillor who is yet to be determined how the VPA funds, Voluntary Planning Agreement funds, can be spent in those areas. So it will work similar to other VPA committees that have been set up, such as the Mount Thorley-Warkworth one and the previous Bulga Coal one, which was a sunset one and it was completed. The Mount Thorley-Warkworth one, of course, is still underway.
Yep.
And this one will work similar way. So expressions of interest for five vacant positions closed on the 28th of February. If you're interested, selection criteria, expressions of interest forms are available on our website, so please have a look at those if you're in the areas of Jerry's Plains and Warkworth and would like to get involved and have your say about projects that can be delivered in those areas.
That's one that has been popping up for a little while on the Singleton Council Facebook page. I've been seeing it there, so that's where you can find out some more information. And you can always find out what's doing around the Singleton area when I speak with Sue Moore every couple of weeks on the 100% Hunter Breakfast Show. Thank you, Sue.
Thanks, Andrew. Cheers.